Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Chaf Dalet. We will begin at Daf Chaf Gimel on the base, 15 lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara, Yosef Ahum Rebonin, one of the Talmidim was sitting Kamei, Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, in front of Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Yosef Kamei, Mishmed Rav Shmuel ben Levi. And he was saying the name of Rav Shmuel ben Levi, Menayin L'kol Yisurim Shvatayra. From where do we know that regarding all Yisurim in the Torah, the Geheche de Yisurim Bechila, just like they're also to be eaten, Hochinami Yisurim Beno, so too we may not have Ano from them, or my Nihu, what are we referring to when we ask this question, says the Gemara, Chometz for Pesach, the Chometz for Pesach for Shor HaNiskel. So the Gemara wants to know, how do we know by these Yisurim that they're also Behano? Ask the Gemara, Menayin, what is the question? Typically, why don't we learn it from Le'ochel, as we've been learning over the last Shiurim? The Cheskiah tells us that when the Torah uses the words Le'ochel, it comes to teach us that it's Osbano, that the Torah says don't eat it so that you should not come to have Hanof, from it. So what's the question? Answers the Gemara, Rav Shmuel ben Levi doesn't agree with Chizkiah. And he holds that lo ya'ochel isra achila mashmalei indeed teaches us that there's an isra achila, however, isra hanolei mashmalei. It doesn't come to teach us that there's an isra chano. So ask the Gemara, so why not typically minavela? The fact that we see that the Torah had to give us a special heter, a special permission to have hano from an avela, isn't that a raya? That if not for that special permission, the fact that the Torah says lo yo'achil is an indication that you may not have hano either. Says the Gemara, Savlak Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shmuel Levi holds like Rabbi Yehuda that we learned, Domar, that he taught us, Dvarim Kiksovim, that the reason the Torah spoke about the various ways we could dispose of the novella is that we should specifically give it to a ger toshiv, specifically sell it to a nochri. So that's what it's coming to teach us, not to teach us that over here there's a heter hanor, everywhere else not. Ask the Gemara, so isavlik Rabbi Yehuda, if indeed Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Yehuda, typically behechle nafkale Rabbi Yehuda. So why don't we learn the way Rabbi Yehuda learned that Rabbi Yehuda explained to us, L'kalev teshlichin asai, to teach us that the fact that the Torah says that the treifa meat should be thrown to the dog, teaches us that over here, where the Torah says we may not eat it, here, treifa is an exception that we may have anor from it. Everywhere else, we may not have anor. Answers the Gemara, K'sav Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is of the opinion that chulin shenishtu ba'azara are sur midaraisa. And that's what we learn from the word oisoi. To teach us, oisoi, the treifa meat, should be thrown to the dog, but chulin shenishchtu ba'azaron may not be thrown to the dog. It has to be, you may not have anor from it. So we're back to where we started. We don't have a pasuk to teach us how to know that chometz and shor haniskel are also bahanor. Answers the Gemara Menayin. So where Rabbi Shua ben Levi know this halacha, that Chometz b'Pesach and Shor HaNoskel are also b'ano? Because the pasuk says, the Ksiv, the Torah says, regarding Karmichatos, a regular Karmichatos, that the dam of such a Karmichatos is sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, and the pasuk says, V'kol HaChatos HaShiyovim Medomai, any Karmichatos that's brought al-Oil b'Moyed l'Chap b'Kodesh, it was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. If the dam of this Kamchatas, which has no place inside the Beis HaMikdash, was brought into the Beis HaMikdash, loy soyachel, it may not be eaten, beish tesarif. And we see that it has to be burnt. And ask the Gemara, Shein tamalaymer, these words of beish tesarif are superfluous. Shein tamalaymer beish tesarif. The Torah shouldn't have to write beish tesarif, because as we're going to see soon, we can know from elsewhere that's mechuyev sreifa. So why did the Torah add these words be'esh tisarif? If it's not here to teach us the halacha regarding kabachatas, whose dam was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, the Ksiv, because that blood has to be burnt, we know from a different Pasuk. The Pasuk says, on the eighth day of the Meluim, on the 8 days when they finished preparing the Mishkan for inauguration, the Pasuk says, Vasir Achatus, Dorash Dorash Moshev, Vehine Sorov. The Karban Chatus that was brought that day was burnt. There's a Machloikus Rishonim, what Karban Chatus were we talking about? What was the story? The 8th day, of the which was the first day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, after the Shivas Yimei Meluim, was the day that Nadav and Avihu were Nifter. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them that even though normally the Bnei Aaron, when they are Oinonin, may not eat Kachim, only Kohen Gadol may eat Kachim when he's an Oinonin, that day Moshe Rabbeinu told the Bnei Aaron, even though you are Oinonin, you could eat from the Kabbonis. So now Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering, so why would they have burnt the Karban Chatus? They are, even though they're Oinonin, haven't we just learned that Oinonim that day were allowed to eat? So Rashi explains that what was the Karban Chatus that was burnt? We know that was the Karban Chatus that Nachshon ben Amnadav brought on that day, as is taught to us in Parashas Nasai. Tosfos disagrees, that says that the Karban Chatus that is being discussed is that day was Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh they bring a special Karban Chatus, and that was the Karban Chatus that was burnt. So we have a machlokes, what was the carbon that Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering, why was it burnt? I saw that the Pnei Yeshua attempts to say that really the machlokes is, that this machlokes really is connected to what was the day on which Nadav Avihu died. Some say that it was Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Tosfos Pshat, that Moshe Rabbeinu was asked, the Karban Chatus that Moshe Rabbeinu was discussing was the Karban Chatus of Rosh Chodesh. Others say that Nadav and Avihu actually passed away 8 days in Nisan. So it wasn't a day that they brought the seer of Rosh Chodesh, a Karban Chatus for Rosh Chodesh. So Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering, why was it burnt? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hein lo huva es doma al kodesh pnima." The Karban Chatus wasn't brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. What was Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Had this Karban Chatus blood been brought into the Beis HaMikdash, I would have understood why it should be burnt. But we don't find that happened. So why was it burnt? And the answer, as we know, was because although there was an exception that certain kabbonis they were allowed to eat when they were oinonim, those are only the special kabbonis for that day. They weren't allowed to eat everything. And that was the answer that they gave Moshe Rabbeinu. But what's relevant to us is that we already know that a Karban Chatus that gets disqualified must get burnt. So the pasuk that we began with, a be'esh tesarav, that if a Karban Chatus blood is brought into the Beis HaMikdash, it must be burnt, is superfluous. So if it's not here for this purpose, tenei inyul chalasur and shabbat Torah, we will learn from it that chametz bePesach and shor haniskel are osa b'hanah. And as the Rishonim explained, Rashi explains the Ramaskel lekol. As we've been learning over the past shiurim, even though there are many surim that the Torah says you may not eat, you may have a no. Because as we've learned in those shiurim, there are special limudim that teach us that they are mutar b'ano. But shara niskel, chametz b'pesach, don't have such limudim, and therefore the Gemara is saying that it may not be eaten. I saw the Pnei Yeshua takes this a step further. He says, yes, we're learning now that the words be'esh tisarva extra. And therefore, because they're extra, they're here to teach us there's an Issa Hanoah. But why are we picking that the Issa Hanoah applies strictly to Chametz B'Pesach and Shor HaNiskel? Explains the Pnei Yeshua, because by Shor HaNiskel, And Chametz Pesach, the Torah uses the words Lo Sochel here as well as the Torah uses it here as well. And therefore, it makes sense that just like by the Karmach Chatas that was brought inside, it must be burnt. Here too is the same halacha. Because, and continues the Gemara, V'mein inyan l'achila, if it's not here to tell us that Chametz Pesach and the Shor HaNiskel are also b'hanah, because that the Torah says explicitly, T'na inyan l'sahanah. Says the Gemara, if you want to learn the halacha of Chametz Pesach and Shor HaNiskel from this subject, from the Chatas that was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, so we should take it even a step further. Imak kam b'sreifa, just like here, how must the dam that was brought inside be disposed of? It must be burned. So we should say, af kol yisur shem b'tayra, the way that not only are they asur b'hanah, but you would have to do sreifa. On mikra, for that answers the Gemara, by this Chatas, the Torah says, b'kodesh b'esh t'sarif. B'kodesh b'sreifa, only by kodesh is there a din of Sreifa, Ven Kol Asurim, the Torah of Sreifa, everywhere else that there is no Chiyuv Sreifa. Ask the Gemara, V'hai B'kosh B'esh T'sarif, L'hachi B'udasa, how can we say that that's the purpose of this Pasuk, to teach us that the Shor HaNiskel and Chametz B'Pesach, also B'hano, ask the Gemara, Hamibay Leilch Reb Shimon, don't we need this pasuk for what Reb Shimon taught us? The Tanya Reb Shimon Omer, Bekoidish Beis Tisarev, Leimad Achatish Asarfanos Bekoidish. We learn from here that a carbon chatish that comes disqualified must be burnt in the Azara. In the, there was a special place, the Beis Hadeshin in the Azara, where it must be burnt. Vainly Elazu Bilvad. I would only say maybe the carbon chatish that comes disqualified has this halacha. Psule kotche kotchim. If other kotche kotchim get disqualified, emura kotchim kalim, all the kabonis that have the emurim, if they get tamei, menayin, how do we know that they too must be burnt in the kodesh? Tamalaymer, the kaba kodesh tisarif. So we see from here, that's what we learn from this pasuk. How do we use it for Chametz Pesach and everything else? So the Rishash makes an interesting observation. He says, we're talking about that nitmu, that they got tamei. Rashi says, oy nishpach adam, the dam got poured out and we can't do zrikas adam. So Rishash says, why doesn't Rashi also mention yoytze, they were taken out of the Azara? So he says, that when is the halacha that something that's a carbon that gets disqualified, the halacha is that you have to burn it in the kodesh, only if the disqualification happened in the Kodesh. It spilled in the Kodesh. It got tamei in the Kodesh. But Yotze, where the disqualification happened outside of the Azara, there Allah is there's no din of B'kodesh Tesarif. So therefore says the Gemara, a different way how to know that Chametz B'Pesach and Shor HaNiskel are also B'Hanah. Amalei, Rabbi Yonis and Rabbach Mahaikra Kamalei, he learned it from this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking about the El HaShlomim that was brought during the Shivas Yimei HaMaluim, and the Pasuk says, Vim Yivosem Yipsar HaMaluim Min Alechem HaRabayker, if there's going to be any leftovers, V'sraftes HaNoisim Eish, Lo Ye'ochel Ki Kodeshu, Shein Tam Alayim Lo Ye'ochel, the words Lo Ye'ochel in that parasha are extra, as we're going to learn. What do I learn from it? Im Ein Legufa, if it's not here to teach us the halacha, that noiser is also b'achila, the ksiv, the sraftas a noiser b'eish. We learn that noiser must be burnt. So if it has to be burnt, obviously it may not be eaten. Tenei inyu l'shar isurim. Shavitaira, it's coming to teach us Chametz Pesach Shor HaNiskel. V'meina inyu l'achila, because we already know that they may not be eaten. Tenei inyu l'sar hanoh. Ask the Gemara if we're going to learn it from this pasuk, so we should take it all the way. Ima kam b'sreifa, the halacha is that they must be burnt, so we should say af kol yisur shem b'tayra b'sreifa, amakra v'sraftas a noiser. From here we learn noiser b'sreifa, only noiser has the obligation to be burnt. Other yisurim, even if they are also b'hanah, ain kol yisur shem b'tayra b'sreifa need not be burnt. Ask the Gemara, V'hai lo ye'ochel l'hochi yudasa? Is that what we learn from this? That Chametz B'Pesach and Shor HaNiskel also b'hanah? Hamibay lo ye'ochel b'lozer? Don't we need it for what Rebbe Lozer taught us? Damar b'lozer, The pasuk says, "Lo ya'ochel kodeshi." To teach us kol shem kodesh pasul, any kachim that became pasul, like pigol, whether it's machshavas chutzos manoi, or any other thing else, the Torah teaches us that if somebody eats that, he will be chayiv lav for eating it. Answers the Gemara, so it's not extra. So we're back to where we started. Says the Gemara, we go back to the way we began the shir. From the original limud. We learned this from the first pasuk, that the pasuk says, v'chol tchatos asher domei alay meid l'chav b'kosh l'soich b'esh tisarf. But we have to learn the drasha differently than we learned it originally. The lichtoif, it would have been adequate, asked the Gemara, that the pasuk should say, b'esh tisarif, that psule kotcha kotchim must be burnt in the kodesh. If it has to be burnt, obviously it may not be eaten. It must be, the words leisaychel become superfluous. And says the Gemara, so if they're not here to teach us that these may not be eaten, the nafkalei, how do we know they may not be eaten? From what Rabbi Elazar just said, from the pasuk of lo yoichel ki kodeshu, that anything, any kodesh that becomes posel may not be eaten. Tanei inyan l'chala surim shabatayra, will come to use it to teach us about shara niskel chametz bePesach. V'mein inyan l'chila, and if it not come to tell us that the chametz bePesach and the shara niskel may not be eaten, for that we know already. Tanei inyan l'sahano, it's come to teach us in l'sahano. So ask the Gemara, ima kam b'sreifa. So if we're learning from here, we should learn that just like here, the way it must be disposed of is by burning. So we should suggest that after Kol Yisroel Shabbat Torah, Chametz B'Pesach, Shara Niskel, the only way they have to be disposed of is B'Sreifa, or Makra. To that answers the Gemara. The pasuk says, Hanoiser, Hanoiser B'Sreifa. Only Noiser must be burnt, then Kol Yisroel Shabbat Torah B'Sreifa. Everything else need not be burnt. Ask the Gemara. So Rapapa asks Abaya, instead of taking these psukim that are speaking about kabbonis, kachim that become posel, and adapt them to chametz bePesach and shara niskel, why don't we use it to teach us that a korban chatas that was brought inside the base of Mikdash, you'll get malchus if you eat it. And why can't I learn it from everything else that became possible? Dimid Rebbe Elazar, if we would want to learn it from Rebbe Elazar, we can't learn it from the pasuk of Lo Yoichel. The Rebbe Elazar is teaching us that everything that's osur, any kodesh that becomes possible may not be eaten, because that is a lav shabaklalus. Rashi explains that since it speaks about many different isurim, there's a rule, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem and Masechta Makkos, that one does not receive malchus for lav shabaklalus. So that's why we need this pasuk to teach us that for this you will get malchus. So the Ramban explains this a step further. He says not only is it a lav shabaklalus, he says it's a lav that speaks about many different circumstances. It speaks about yoytzei and tomei and lon, nishchet belayla, pigel. And every one of these disqualification is a unique, different type of isser. But since the pasuk speaks about so many different isurim that are all so very different, they cannot be connected that they're considered lav shabaklalus, so you can't get malchus. So says the Gemara, you're right. So we're back to where we started. According to Rishu ben Levi, from where do we know that chametz bePesach and shor haniskel are also bahano? Answers the Gemara, Amr Elaran Papa Mahocha. The pasuk says regarding kachim that got tamei. The pasuk says v'abasa shiiga b'chol tamei lo yoichel be'esh yisarif. Shein tamei loymer lo yoichel. It doesn't really need to say lo yoichel, as the Gemara is going to explain. Umat tamei loymer lo yoichel. What does the Torah come to teach us with the lo yoichel? Eina inya legufay the nafkalei, because we are going to learn that kachim that got tamei may certainly not be eaten, because we can learn that from a kavachayim from Maisa Sheni Akal. Maisa Sheni is certainly less of an less serious of an isser of a kodesh than kachim. It could be eaten by everybody. It's eaten all over Yerushalayim. And yet, Amrat Torah, we know that the meiser sheni, the meiser, the trumas of meisers have a 3-year cycle. Every year we have to give truma. The first and second, every year we have to give meiser rishon. And in the first and second year, we give meiser sheni, which as we just described, we take off meiser, and that food must be taken up to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim, or it could be redeemed, and the money needs to be taken to Yerushalayim, to be bought, and food must be bought with that money to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And in the third year, there's meiser ani, that we give to the poor people. The Torah speaks about the parasha of vidi meiser, that if a person accumulates meiser in his warehouses, by the fourth year, by Pesach of the fourth year of that cycle, they have to be completely taken care of. And that's in the fourth year or in the Shemitah year. After the person does this, there's a mitzvah to say the Parsha Vidi Meisers. And in it, the person is saying that he did everything that he was supposed to do. And part of that language is that the person says, that means, I did not eat it when it was tame. Biarti, as many Rishonim explain, biarti means that I consumed it, I burnt it, I was eaten up and wasn't done when it was tame. And as Rashi in Masechta Yevamos on Daf, Rashi in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Ein Gimel Amar Beis, Divrei HaMaskil Heichen explains that if the person is saying, Lo bi'arti mimeni b'tamei, that when it was tamei, and it was therefore inedible, still I was careful about it, certainly, Ma'aser Sheni, which is tor, and the only thing that you're allowed to do with Ma'aser Sheni that's tor is eat it, you say, you certainly have to be careful to have consumed it properly. And why asks, says Rashi, does he specifically speak about Ma'aser Sheni that's tamei? Says Rashi, because we would think, since this Ma'aser Sheni became tamei, I can't eat it anyway, so the halacha is, I still have to be careful. Certainly, if it wasn't tamei, I have to be careful. So we already know from here that we're not allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni, what's tamei. Basa Kodesh HaChomer. So Basa Kodesh, which is so much more Kodesh than Ma'aser Sheni LeKol Shekein. So we already know from here that we can't eat Kodeshim that are tamei. And that's why the Gemara at this point is suggesting that Lo Ya'ochel is superfluous. And if you'll say, well, I can't learn kachim from Ma'aser Sheni, because as a rule, ein mashir menadin. We can't give malchus based on a halacha that was just learned from a kal v'chomer. So yes, we're learning kodesh from Ma'aser Sheni, but we can't give a kal v'chomer that way. And I saw two explanations. The simple explanation is that if we're going to give malchus to somebody, we're going to give an oinish to somebody, a punishment to somebody based on a kal v'chomer, which the way we reach a kal v'chomer is through logic. And then it turns out that our logic was flawed and the kal v'chomer was incorrect. And we punish somebody. So we have no right to give a malchus or any punishment just based on a kal v'chomer. Another way that Rabbi Yosef Engel in a Sefer based Heutzer explains Emes Hir Menadin, that is included in the rules of a kal v'chomer. The rules of kal v'chomer are that you could achieve and learn something through a kal v'chomer, but you can't learn anshim through a kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara, this is not a kal v'chomer. Hakeshehu, it's learned kachim and meiser, the Torah connects. The Ksiv, the Torah says, Lesuch alecha b'sharecha masa d'goncha t'roshcha v'yitzarecha b'kairis b'karcha. The Torah connects meiser sheni to karbonis. So if the halacha, as we just said, is that meiser sheni may not be eaten and there's malchus for doing it b'tamei, certainly it's by kachim. So now the world lo ya'ochel is superfluous. And as I saw, Rashi explains in Masechta Sanhedrin, when we have a hekesh, the way to understand the hekesh is it's as if the Torah said this halacha, the Torah by making a hekesh says that everything it says by one, it's as if you says it by the other. So now the words lo yachol, which are said by kodesh dagat tamei, are extra. And therefore, many in your gufa tonight in you l'chol asur shabatayra that comes to teach us the chametz bepesach and a shor aniskal or sabano. Then many in your lechila, and if it's not coming to teach us that they may not be eaten, for that we already know tonight in your hano. So ask the Gemara im akabes reifa. So we're going to learn it from there. We should learn it that just like kachim that can become tummy must be disposed by burning. Af kol asur shabatayra the way they must be disposed is besreifa. Amakra the sarafta hanoiser. Hanoiser is besreifa, then kosur and b'shabatayr besreifa. They aren't mechuyv to have sreifa. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Ask Ravina Ravashi, we've been learning and we finally were able to establish that the words lo yachol are indeed superfluous. But ask the Gemara, why are we saying because they're extra that I'm going to learn from it a very different subject, chametz b'pesach, shara niskel, why don't I say that it's coming to teach us lava la b'shnei malchus, that if somebody eats kachim that tamei, kachim that apostle, he'll get malchus twice. Lami amar abaya, and says the Gemara, we have a precedent that somebody could do the same aveira twice and get malchus more than once. So do, say the same aveira once and get multiple malchus. The halacha is that ochel petisa, if somebody eats a sheretz hamayim, a non-kosher fish, the halach is loika arba, he gets four malchus. He gets two malchus for eating a sheretz, which is a general isser for all shrotzim, and then there are two more malchus for eating a sheretz hamayim. In other words, the Torah says, regarding all shrotzim, al tishaksos nashasechem b'chol sheretz. So here we have Atushaksu is one lav, and the other lav is Veloy Sustambahem. Then the Torah also says, Mikol she'en lo snap of kaskeses by yamim and nacholim, Mikol sheretz of kamayim, Mikol nefesh achaya sheretz by mayim shekets lahem, Mishekets shilchem lo soichlu. That's so it says lo soichlu. And then there's another pasuk that says, "V'kol asher ein lo snap v'kaskeses lo soichlu tamulachem." So there are two times lo soichlu by sheretz hamayim, that's for sheretz hamayim specifically, for a total of four. If somebody eats a namala, which is an ant, a sheretz aretz, and as all the rishonim point out, even though there is no kezayis in a namala, however, since it's a beria, it's a full fledged creature. The halach is you like a chamish. You get five malchus. Two for the general malchus that you get for all shrotzim, and three for sheretz ha'aretz. One place it says, v'chol sheretz ha'sheretz ha'aretz, sheketzu lo yo'achol. Then there's another pasuk that says, l'chol sheretz ha'sheretz ha'aretz, lo yo'achlum ki sheketz heim. And then there's a third lav, v'lechtetamas nafshesechem, b'chol sheretz ha'raimis ha'aretz. So we have three lavim. So you see that you did one aveira and you got five lavim. And if somebody eats a tzira, a bee, you get shesh. Five, like we just said, by an amala, and two more for sheretz ha'oif. So we see from here that a person could do one aveira and get multiple malchus. So here too, ask the Gemara. Instead of saying that the pasuk that says lo sa'achol by kachim that became tamei, say that it's extra and apply to a very different subject, chametz bepesach, shara niskel, say that it's coming to teach us that you get multiple malchus for doing this aveira. Answers the Gemara, amalei, kolechad ikal in midrash darshinon, v'lo makmina v'lav yaseira. If we have a pasuk that we could use to teach us something new, not just to teach us that I'm going to get more malchus for the same aveira, it's preferable to use it in that fashion than in that fashion. And therefore, if I could say lo se'oichol is coming to teach us the halacha of chametz pesach shara niskel versus telling us that you get two malchus for the same aveira, I'll certainly prefer to do it.
So now that we've established that Basa Kachim that became Nitma, we are using to teach us the halacha of Chametz BePesach, Shor HaNisko, ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'abasa Shi'iga b'chol tamei lo ye'echol, beish yisarif. So the word, the reshi, the extra word, V'abasa. So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat Rashi says is that the whole word basar is superfluous. It should say, Shi'iga b'chol tamei lo ye'echol, because the Pasuk is already talking about basar. The other pshat that Rashi suggests is that the word, that the letter of v'habosar, vav, of the letter v'habosar is extra. Why does it come to teach us? The rabbis ate some ulevoinim. These were different, the wood that was put on the Mizbeach, the spices that were put on the Mizbeach, that they also, even though they're not meant to be eaten, the mekabel tuma. Ask the Gemara. And then the pasuk again says, "V'abasa chash ashtoich ta yochel v'kabasa kol ta yochel basar." Again, the sefer, which already is again speaking about basar. What is a lamli? What do I need the v'abasa? What do I need the vav? Answers the Gemara le'rabbis emurim that the various parts of the kabanas that are burnt on the mizbeach, and they become tamei if a person who eats them gets two malchus. One is he eats them for getting malchus for eating something that you weren't supposed to eat, and the other malchus that you get is for eating them because they're tamei. Ask the Gemara, Emrin mihasim nafka, is the halacha of Emrin learned from that pasuk? Emrin mihasim nafka, we learn from somewhere else. The Tanya, the pasuk says, but nefesh shetoich mibasim zevach hashlom Hashem l'Hashem, but tomaso alav nechras nefesh imameh. And we learned that the words Hashem l'Hashem are superfluous, and we learn from it, l'rabbis say merim, that if somebody is tamei and eats those emrim, he over alav. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, that pasuk is talking about Thomas Aguf, where the person who ate the Amrim was Tamei, and that he's Chayiv Karis, that just like any person who's Tamei, who eats Kachim, that a Tor, he's Chayiv Karis. Hacha, this pasuk that we said is coming to teach about Tuma, is coming to teach us Thomas Basar, that if the Amrim become Tamei, if a person who eats Amrim, that a Tamei, he's over alav, but not Karis. Says the Gemara, Amar Avu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Yisurin Shebetayra, when we speak about all Yisurin Shebetayra, Ein Loikin Aleim El Kederach HaChilusim. You only get Malchus if you eat them in the normal way that they are eating. The Pasha Pshat that most Rishonim learn is because if something is eaten, Shloi Kederach HaChila, that is not considered an Achila. And the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it, but eating it shloike derech achila is not considered an achila. We quoted in our previous shiur the explanation of Rebbe Chanan in the Kibbutz Shiurim. Rebbe Chanan in the Kibbutz Shiurim says, this is a Masechta Ksubis, Ois Reish Beis. He says that the Torah, when it speaks about Isurim, when the Torah speaks about anything, Rebbe Chanan says, it speaks about it in the way that it's normally done. So if you eat it in the regular way, that's what the Torah speaks about it. If you don't eat it the way it's normally eaten, you're not going to get malchus. Ask the Gemara, what is this coming to teach us? Lemute mai, what's it coming to teach us? Omer of Simi Barashi, lemute shemochel chaylev chai. That if you ate raw chaylev, raw fat, nobody eats fat of an animal when it's raw, shepotter, he's potter. And as the Tosfos, the very masculine Prat teaches us that even if you melted the chalev, but you melted it in the sun, that's not the way you normally cook chalev, then you're going to be potter. The Sfasemis discusses, and that doesn't necessarily agree. He says as long as it's cooked, it shouldn't make a difference how it was cooked. It's not raw anymore, and if it's not raw anymore, it's not considered Shloike derech achila. So here the Gemara uses the words Shem ochel chelev chai potter. And when we started learning a while ago Masechta Shabbos, we learned that whenever the Gemara uses the word potter, it means potter avalosser. It's potter midaraisa avalosser midrabonin. Here, the Mordechai says that chelev chai is mutter. But the Mordechai does say, and the Shach quotes this Mordechai, in Yerudei Simen Kuf Nun Hei Sifkot and Yudalid, it says a healthy person shouldn't eat raw chalif. Taisus disagree. Taisus, the Magen Mishnah, and others say that even with the Raisa, there's an Isser to eat raw chalif. There's just no Oynish. So what we're learning here from Rav Simi Bar Ashi is a step further than Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan said that not only when you eat something which is not usually edible, are you potter, but even if you eat something which is normally eaten, but you ate it in a way that it's not normally eaten, chalev is something that's eaten. But you ate chalev in a way that it's not eaten. You ate chalev when it was not cooked. That's included in shloike derech achila. Ikadamri, but now the Gemara quotes a different version of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Amar Ravu Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Asur Shabbatari ain't loikin aleim, all Asur Shabbatari you don't get Malkus, Ela Kederech Hano Osam. Only if you have Hano, the normal way of having Hano. So Rabbeinu David has two ways of learning this Gemara. One way of learning is that only by Achila is there a din that if you ate shloike derech, you potter. But by hano, even if you had hano shloike derech, you will be loike. Because hano, as long as you benefited from it, even though it was shloike derech, you potter. And then the Lashon Sheni comes along to tell us, the Amri comes along to tell us, that even hano shloike derech, you potter. Or the other way, explains the Rebbeinu David to explain the machloikus, is that according to the Lashon Rishon, both by Achil and by Anor, you're not chayiv only if you ate or had Anor in the normal fashion. And the first Lashon spoke about Achila, but so too will be Anor by Anor. According to the second Lashon, Achila, you'll always be chayiv even for a shloike derech, because Achila is a more serious Aveira. And therefore, since Achila, according to the first Lashon, according to the second Lashon, Achila is a more serious Aveira, therefore, even if you ate Shloike Derech Achila, you will be Chayiv. Only by Hano, there's a special Allah of Shloike Derech Hano. The Mishnah L'Melech says there's no Machloikus. He says that the first Lashon was focused on Achila, and is teaching us that by Achila is a din of Shloike Derech Achila. And in the second Lashon, there was his focus was on the Hano. And by Hano, there's a din of Shloike Derech Hano. The Beis HaLevi says that according to the Rambam, you never get Malkus on Hano. Even if it's Derech Hano, you never get Malkus for just benefiting. You only can get Malkus for Achila. The Mishnah Melech discusses, we're learning here that by something which the Torah says is asur, if you ate it shloike derech achila, you're potter. What about regarding kima mitzvahs? What's the halacha by kima mitzvahs if you have to eat something and you ate it shloike derech achila? Are you mekayim the mitzvah or not? For example, if you ate matzah on Pesach shloike derech achila, are you mekayim the mitzvah? We, of course, have to say Birchas Hamazon. So the question is, if we ate Shloike Derech Achila, do we say Birchas Hamazon? So the Shaar HaMelech wants to bring a raya to this question. He says, when Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says they weren't able to eat matzah because all the tefuah was chadash. Now the question is, if one is mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, when he eats shloike derech achila, so then they should have eaten matzah, shloike derech achila. The mitzvah, the mekayim, if we're saying that you mekayim a mitzvah, shloike derech achila, and the aveira, they're not over, because as our Gemara just taught us very clearly, if you eat something which is osur, shloike derech achila, it's not considered an achila. So from here we see that just like for an Aveira, if you ate Shloike Derech Achila, it's not considered you did the Aveira. So too for a mitzvah, if you ate it Shloike Derech Achila, it's not considered that you fulfilled the mitzvah. There is, however, one place that I saw the Paiskim agree that even if you eat something Shloike Derech Achila, you will be mekayim the mitzvah. And that's by Moror. Because the Ksav Sofer points out that the Torah never uses the word achila regarding Moror. Since the Torah never used the word achila, this is Ksav Sofer in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Or Chaim, Simen Tzadik Vav. He says, since the Torah never used the word achila by Moror, the Torah is trying to teach us that you yoytze mitzvahs Moror under all circumstances. So therefore, there's a very big discussion in the Paiskim. If somebody wrapped the matzah into a wrapper, and he ate it that way, would he be mekayim the mitzvah or not? Because it's shloike derech achila. It seems by Moror, you would be chayiv. You would certainly have been yoytze the mitzvah. So we learned that the second version came to say that all by everything which is osa b'hano, the only osur of the kederach hanahosam. What did that come to teach us? Asked the Gemara Lamuti Mai. What are we learning? Amar of Sim Rashi Lamuta Shemnei Chelav Shashar Anisko. If a shor killed an Odom and it's also Banoah, and you took that Chelav and you put it on your Makash Shupotar, because that's not what was usually used to heal a wound. For Koshkein, Oichel Chelav Chai, when you eat raw Chelav, which as we say, that's not the way it's normally eaten, that your potter, because that's not the way chalev is normally eaten. Et menami amar vach bar avyo amar vasi amar b'yochanan heniyah chalev shashar aniskel gabim akosoy. If you put the chalev of shashar aniskel on your wound, your potter fishkol is soon shematayra ein loikan amleim eladar chanosim. Amar vach zera af anan nami tenina. We learned a similar halacha to what Rabbi Yochanan taught us. It says eight soifkin is a boy, one doesn't get malchus mishum orlo for the issa of orlo. Ella hayotzi min azesim min anovim bilvad. Only for oil that comes out of the olive and for wine that comes out of the grape. Vilu on the juices that come out tutim, berries, tainim, verimoinim, dates, pomegranates, loy. You don't get malchus for drinking the juice of these orlo fruits. My tama. What's the reason? These fruits are usually eaten as a fruit. We usually don't drink their juice. And therefore, since it's shloike derech achila, that's why you're not chayv malchus. Omalei Abaya, so Abaya says to Reb Zera, Bishlama ishmin pri gufo loy ochalei kederech anahoso. If you would tell me that the halacha is that you ate a fruit of Arla, and you ate it not in the way that fruit is normally eaten, and your potter, that would be shaper. That would be a great raya to what we are learning in our shiurim. Avohacha, the reason your potter for drinking the juice of these different fruits is not because it's shloike derech hanachason, shum dezeya ba'almahi, they're not considered juice, and they're not considered the fruit. They're just considered like moisture that it comes out of these fruits. And since they're only considered like moisture that comes out of the fruit, that's why you're potter. So Tosfos asks why they're considered just like Elohocha. Tosfos derimask Elohocha. Why they're considered Azeya. We know that there's an important halacha throughout Shas of Tamke Iker, that anything that has the taste of what we're speaking about is treated like that thing itself. So, just like if we would cook an orla fruit, an orla grape, an orla olive, certainly whatever we cooked along with it would become also because of tam kicker. These liquids that come out of the fruits, out of the berries, certainly have the tam of the orla fruit. So why does the Gemara say Zeyab Alma? And they're not included in the Issa Orla. So Chacham Tzvi says that the Torah only said by Orla that there's an Issa Achila. The Mashke is not included in the Issa Achila. The Chavstah says that we don't always apply the concept of Tam Kikr. We only apply the concept of Tam Kikr in certain circumstances. The Chavrushah says the Tam Kikr is only applied when we cook the fruit. So the taste that comes out through cooking, we say Tam Kikr. Here, these juices that we've been discussing didn't come out through cooking. And therefore, they didn't come out through cooking. There is no issue of Tam Kikr. So the Stipler has a different approach. He says that when do we apply the concept of Tam Kikr? Or he says it regarding another halacha concept. The halacha concept is a kol ha-yotzi min iser. Anything that comes out from something which is iser. Oser is oser itself. Says the Stipler, that's only when this object, this what came out, then wasn't there from the beginning. But if something which was part of the fruit from the beginning. So wine is not part of the grape. Wine is fermented, the grape, the juice comes out and it's fermented, it becomes wine. That's why it's not. That's why it's considered tam ke'ikr or yotzim and aser. But this zeya was always part of the fruit. Something which was always part of the fruit doesn't have the halach of tam ke'ikr, doesn't have the halach of kala yotzim and aser is aser.